The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. And like I was saying earlier, get a piece of paper and a pencil and write Captain Chad Starling's number down. It's 502-7408. That's 502-7408. And anyway, and talking about the triggerfish, how far really do you, I mean, I know the further out you go, usually the bigger the triggerfish. Is that correct?
That is right, yep.
Yeah, because, I mean, I haven't been, like I said, I haven't been that far out. You know?
Yeah.
But how far do you have to go, like, you know, before you start getting triggerfish?
I'd say 40 miles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, you can get them sometimes. You'll get on them further inshore.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, if you're inside 15 miles and you're, you know, for the triggerfish, they have small mouths. Mm-hmm. So you scale your tackle down. You know, you want a small hook and a small piece of bait so he can get it in his mouth. Otherwise, a lot of times you'll be fishing, like, for the snapper or whatever, and you'll have this frozen, the popsicles, we call them, the frozen sardines or live bait or whatever. And you'll bring the bait up to the boat, and you'll see a diamond-shaped cut out of the top of it, like a triangle. You know, that's the shape of a triggerfish's mouth. So, you know, it's like, hey, that's a triggerfish. I said, I got something for him. So then I'll scale the hook down, scale the bait mm-hmm. down, drop a small piece of bait, cut bait out. They like cut bait above all else for me. That and cuttlefish and small piece of squid works good. But, you know, if you're doing that inside 15 miles, you're going to get the ringtails. There's so many ringtail porgies inside 15 miles. Yeah, so they're going to get it before the triggerfish will. And then inshore, you'll pick up a nice triggerfish every now and then, but you're just not going to see good numbers of them.
Mm.
Every so often, like you were talking about with the mangroves, you'll stumble across a good school of them, and you'll pop several of them.
Mm-hmm.
But you may not do that again for a few years, you know, and it may not be the same spot that you do it in.
Mm-hmm.
But outside the 40-mile mark, when you start to get, you know, the triggerfish, you know, there's a gray triggerfish, then there's an ocean triggerfish. Well, he's not caught an ocean triggerfish for nothing. You know, he's out in the ocean. So the further out you go, the better the triggerfishing is, even all the way to the break, you know, to the ledge. You know, you get down there and get good numbers of big triggerfish right there. You know, and you don't have to have a specific spot because the ledge is structure, you know, all the way up and down, you know. And so you can – a couple of years ago, a friend of mine was – he and I were out there by ourselves, and we're fishing the ledge. And we're mopping the triggerfish, I mean, two at a time. Well, we got kind of tired. We got hungry, so we're anchored at the time. So we have a sandwich apiece, and then next thing you know, 15, 20 minutes goes by, and we didn't have any baits in the water. And we at the time we stopped, we were getting them two at a time. So 15, 20 minutes goes by, we get a sandwich and a drink, then we go to fishing again. We're not getting a bite.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we just had them baited up to us at the time. And then 15, 20 minutes goes by, they don't see nothing. The feeding frenzy has stopped. So they spread back out, going up and down the ledge, looking for something to eat.
Oh, yeah.
So the reason I say that is because anywhere on the ledge, give it some time, and you'll bring them to you.
Yeah.
You know, but you got to, and I tell my customers all the time, they'll be catching fish, and then they want to take a break and take something to eat. And I was like, listen, at least somebody needs to keep a bait in the water to keep the fish here. Because if you don't, they're going to move on looking for something to eat, and then we're going to be out of them, have to look for them again.
Mm.
But, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty neat like that because, I mean, a lot of times – you know, we use it on a smaller scale, of course. You know, we put out crab, you know, for redfish and stuff, and then get that scent trail coming in and bring them to us.
Right.
You know, a lot of times, if you're, you know, sight fishing reds, you see them moving, see them striking, that's one thing. But if they're not really moving around very much, if they're just kind of, you know, easing around looking for something to eat, you know, on the bottom or whatever, and you don't see them chasing bait or whatever, you put that cut crab out there, and that'll bring them to you.
Yeah.
And, you know, I like to do the same thing with the sheep's head. Usually, if you catch a sheep's head, you know, they're down there chewing those fiddlers, and you get that little scent trail going. That's one of the reasons I like the inside of the rocks more than the outside. The outside of the rocks, you have no current. I mean, if you get some fish, you know, that are chewing there, your scent just stays right there. If you get on the inside of the rocks where there's incoming or outgoing tide, at least you got water moving where, you know, that scent is going to go up and down those rocks.
Right.
You know? And that way you can keep those fish coming. I've seen a lot of times like that. You'd be catching sheephead or something, people want to stop and have a sandwich or whatever. That's when I grab a rod.
Yeah.
Start, you know, because I want to keep that going, you know?
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, during the break, I was looking up the rules on the black sea bass just to make sure that the inshore, and I know I mentioned it last time I was here, this Fish Rules app.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I was going to do that.
The South Atlantic Fishery Management Council, government, so to speak, they manage that app. And the good thing about that Fish Rules app is, regardless of, it gives you the regulations based on your current location, the GPS on your phone. If you're in state waters inside 3 miles for us, then it's going to give you the state regulations.
Okay.
If you're
okay.
outside 3 miles in federal waters, it will give you the federal regulations on your phone. And it also gives you the option to switch back and forth to see federal or state regulations so you'll know what is what. So it's a good app, and it's still, and it appears to be, according to the app, still 7 fish inshore and offshore.
And that's what is it called? Fish Rules?
Fish Rules, yep. It's when you look it up, it's a blue icon with a black, it looks like a grouper silhouette on it. But Fish Rules. If you go to South Atlantic Fishery Management Council, SAFMC.net, and go to their regulations, you can bring that app up on their website as well. They advertise that on their website.
So then you can just download it from there.
Yeah, but most people's going to use it on their phone. You just go into your app store and then look up Fish Rules, and it pops up quick.
And then you read The Old Man in the Sea, and he gets in the boat, and he rows offshore, and he catches a giant fish, and we got apps to do everything.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing.
Yeah, but he can't keep the fish that he caught because there's too many regulations on him.
Well, he couldn't keep it either because the sharks ate it on the way as he rowed back in.
Yeah, speaking of sharks, man, last year we had the worst shark attack on our kingfish that I've ever seen. So many sharks offshore. You'd catch the kingfish, and you'd have to just about crank the drag down and drag them to the boat to try to get them in before the kingfish, before the sharks ate it.
The thing about it is the more and more they protect the sharks. I mean, you know, they're talking about how the shark bites, of people having shark bites up and down the beach have gotten to be more, and they can't figure out why. I mean, you know, they protected these sharks so much that, you know, people used to eat them quite a bit, and they would commercially fish for them and stuff like that. But now, you know, they've regulated them so tight that, you know, there's just going to be more and more sharks. I mean, you know, people are going to get bit because they're going to, you know, not that they're targeting people, but the more you have in the surf up there with people swimming around with the bait, the more bites you're going to have, you know.
You know, I lived in New Smyrna Beach. I owned an advertising agency for 20 years. One of my clients was Norwoods, which is do 1,000 dinners and 1,000 meals in season one day. So, of course, New Smyrna Beach, shark bite capital of the world, allegedly. And when that was going on, you may have seen the picture of the idiot that had a string of mullet around his neck, and he was jumping around in the surf just to get on TV and stuff. But I flew a banner in Daytona, and it said, "Get even, Norwood shark bite, $7.99." was probably the best ad campaign I ever did. It was just, people thought it was the craziest thing.
That's funny. Yeah. We get behind those shrimp boats in the summertime. And whenever they make a dump, you know, and it goes out behind the boat, it's literally like National Geographic level.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes there's hundreds of sharks behind one boat, and they're all on top of the water.
And those are big.
They're big. They're big and little. You know, you get the black nose and the black tips.
I hadn't seen those little ones lately out there. I mean, because it's, like I said, they've regulated. I used to take people just shark fishing. I want to catch a big shark.
Right.
Know? And used to catch them inside the jetties. You know, I'd like to, you know, get the pogies, go back on the inside of the jetties or around the tip, you know, cut the pogie's tail, throw it out there. I mean, you got a shark in no time, you know, especially when you cut the tail off. But it's gotten to where now you hook up a shark on my tackle. I don't have the tackle for, like, going off to catch wahoo and stuff like that. So on my tackle, it'd take you an hour, hour and a half sometime to get them in. The sharks have gotten so big.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be nothing to catch a 9-foot bull shark out there. You know?
Yeah, no kidding.
And, I mean, you're talking about a heck of a fight. And usually people fight him for about an hour. They're like, "Captain, you're going to have to take him." I'm like, "I'll crank the drag down. I'll break him off, but I'm not fighting." I've done that. Yeah. I'm over it.
We saw one going into Simpsons when I just fished there 3 weeks ago. We were going in, and my buddy goes, "What's that?" And it was a shark.
Yeah.
He's in about 3 feet of water in the sand, you know, at the edge of the sandbar.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know the old story about the you know, Jaws. I mean, that was a bull shark, actually. It wasn't a great white that was up there, you know, biting people and eating people. It was a bull shark, you know. We'll be right back.
Cross Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida.
Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport shrimp, seared tuna, and spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Trolling Motor Services Plus is now open for business. They're an authorized dealer and warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, and Rodan Trolling Motors. They're also your home for power pole anchors and Cannon downrigger service and repair. Trolling Motor Services Plus sells, repairs, and installs pretty much anything electrical for your boat, including keep alive oxygen systems. Call Matt today at Trolling Motor Services, 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Check them out online at trollingmotorservicesplus.com.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848.
When you have insurance needs, be sure to visit Angler and Dimitri Insurance Services agent Craig Van Brocklin for a personalized quote on auto, home, boat, life, and commercial insurance. Save time and money with protection you can count on. Give Craig a call at 904-899-1106. That's 904-899-1106 for Dimitri Insurance Services.
Lil Hooker Clothing and Accessories, performance apparel for all ages, on and off the water. Lil Hookers offers quality and comfortable apparel for men, women, and children. Make the most of every cast. Don't wear clothing that's in the past. Get your gear today. Contact Brian Dutcher at 904-408-1526. Here's that number again right there. It's 904-408-1526. And remember this, y'all. Lil Hooker don't play. We stay catching fish all day.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. So, anyway, what's your favorite fish to target out there?
Man, I get a lot of flack from this, but I just love the king fishing.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to go that far. You can do it on a 4-hour or even a 6-hour trip. You know, you don't have to go that far. You can sometimes we're right on the beach. Mm. You can see people walking on the beach. And if some person's interested in going offshore, but they're worried about motion sickness, you know, that's a good option for them in the summertime. You know, we'd go out there on a 4-hour day. We'll go catch some kingfish and come back, get behind the shrimp boats and catch some sharks. You know, and you never get more than 5 miles from the inlet sometimes. But just for a fish to – a lot of times you take a handful. I like the live chum for the kingfish. And seems like a weird time of the year to talk about kingfish and being, you know, January. Yeah. But when you throw the live pokies out there, you know, get some fired up, and it's like, why do you do that? And I was like, well, you know, kingfish are a sight feeder. They got big eyes, and they see, they eat what they see. They don't necessarily, they don't smell it. They just see it, and they eat it. So if he comes up on a pokey with treble hooks in him, you know, it doesn't look right. Sometimes they won't eat it, you know, because it doesn't look right to him. But if you throw a bunch of live ones out, and he just starts going through there, and he just starts grabbing bait, you know, his guard drops. So then it gets to a feeding frenzy where it's getting to competition where I'm trying to eat him before my brother here is trying to eat him. Mm-hmm. And then when I get to the one with the hook in him, I'm not worried about what it looks like. I just see bait, I'm eating it.
Yeah.
So, and then a lot of times they'll jump out of the water, skyrocket, what we call it, you know, 15 foot in the air. And I've got that on film a few times, and that's cool. I mean, that's one of my favorite things to see during the year is for a kingfish to jump out of the water, you know, chase it, especially if I got a skirt on my bait and he jumps out of the water, and you can see that skirt hanging out of his mouth.
Yeah.
And you don't know what rod it's on yet. As soon as he hits the water, he's like, which rod is it? Which rod? And he goes, that's the rod. Get it. So that's
fun.
Between that and the snapper fishing, you know, the snapper, they just pull so hard. Mm-hmm. You know, we're constantly getting fish in the 20-pound and above range. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a lot of people are like, well, I don't want to go out there if I can't keep anything. Well, you know, fishing's entertainment. You know, we're going out there having fun. We're getting some stuff to keep, too. But the snapper fish, a lot of times, you'll get a group of six bachelors. They're just wanting to bend a rod, have a good time. You know, they're coming down for a wedding and a bachelor party or whatever. And, you know, they'll all throw 10, 15, 20 bucks in the hat. Whoever gets the biggest fish, you know, gets the pot, you know, wins the money. And I'll throw in a hat to sweeten the deal.
Yeah.
So, and it turns into a lot of trash talk, a lot of competition. Yeah. And it's a good time. You know, even if you're not, a lot of people don't interest it.
People do that inshore. Yep. You know, they do that a lot inshore.
With the bull, we do it with the bull redfish too. Same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
And it's funny because, you know, when we talk about, you know, bull reds or even the giant drum, you know, you know, we're coming up on the springtime, those, you know, 60, 80, 90 pounders are going to be in. And, you know, I have people that like to come up and just catch and release. They don't, you know, they don't want to take a fish home. They just want to have a good time.
Same here. We do it with the shark fishing as well.
Yeah. And used to, you know, what I didn't see as much the last year or two is how many tarpon behind the shrimp boats. And that's another thing I think. I think the sharks have taken over.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you just don't see it many tarpon behind the shrimp boats.
Yeah, cobia. We used to get the cobia behind there, too.
Yeah.
So, and you still see them sometimes, especially if the shrimp boats do a big dump, mm-hmm. you know, and there's too many bait for the amount of sharks that's there. And as the shrimp boat goes away from the dump, the fish are still floating. You'll see the tarpon, like you said, you know, out there under the bait, and then the cobia as well.
Yeah, but for some reason, I guess just because of the amount of sharks, I just didn't see that.
Too much pressure, maybe.
Yeah.
They just don't like it. You see all these videos where these boys are catching these tarpon, getting them right by the boat, and then the big hammerhead comes up or the big bull shark or whatever comes up and just starts taking chunks out of them. So there is a threat to them.
Yeah.
You know, they will get eaten.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. You know,
I went out on a shrimp boat one time. My sister was dating a shrimper, which is a whole nother story. but I went out with a friend of mine. They said, yeah, you can go with us. Now, the captain had been put in prison for 12 years for running guns to Cuba. They were a bunch of scallywags.
So very experienced captain.
Okay. Very experienced captain. Yeah. Yeah, he was, you know, he could navigate by the stars.
Yeah.
Under the cover of darkness. But my buddy, as soon as we hit the bellbuoy coming out of Ponce Inlet, my buddy, who was red-haired guy, sunburned to beat the band, because, you know, red-haired people burn. They can get a sunburn in front of a window. He got seasick, turned into white, looked like a ghost. He was sick for 3 days. But, man, when we had these paddle things and we're shoving the bycatch overboard, you're right, it was Sharkapalooza.
Yeah,
it was just insane.
You don't want to fall off of.
Oh my gosh,
that.
No,
no.
I mean,
you just about walk on them.
Yeah, I mean, it gets to the point where it's scary. Actually, I mean, you know, when you think about it, I mean, if something was to happen, somebody fall off the boat or something like that, it could be scary.
You know what was also amazing is how big a shrimp can get.
Oh yeah,
I mean, holy smokes, the jumbos that we see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's nothing.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're selling each shrimp by the peep, you know, each.
Probably, yeah.
three for $5.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because, I mean, some of those shrimp, like you say, it's just, I used to go up there. There was a place up there in Fernandina. This friend of mine turned me on to it back when we did a lot of fishing before I started chartering. But the shrimp boat would come in and sell the shrimp off. And, you know, they'd have, like, bait shrimp that they wouldn't sell to, you know, some of the markets and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they would be probably, you know, mediums. You'd have some mediums and some, you know, small in there. And we'd go up there and you could get, you know, you could get, if you, as long as you bought 10 pounds, you'd get it for $1.50 a pound.
Wow.
I mean, because they just couldn't really, it was too small to sell, you know. And, you know, some of the smaller shrimp that was mixed in with it was really tiny.
Right.
Know? But, you know, it was still worth it because, I mean, $1.50 a pound, you know. So I'd go up there and get like 10, 20 pounds sometimes, you know, and just freeze it. And, but I'd see some of the shrimp they had up there. And I'm like, how much is that shrimp? You know, I didn't want to buy that.
$2 each. Yeah, it was pretty crazy. It was a pretty fun adventure. As soon as we get back to the bellboy, my buddy gained his color back and was able to. I mean,
when you're that bad off, the best thing to do is just walk on dry land. You know.
Oh, we were afraid he was going to jump overboard and swim to shore. He was so sick.
I've had actually some people get sick at the jetties because we fish out there. It gets, you know, kind of rocking and rolling out there sometimes. And you know, I'll if they get that way, I'll run over to Mayport Boat Ramps, the closest place, you know, closest dock. Let them walk up to the restroom and back.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, usually that just knocks it right out of them, and you know, and then go fishing in the river, or the creeks, or whatever.
The only thing that I found offshore that helps with seasickness is a taser.
A really? Taser? Does it make them quit whining? Or
yeah, I'm just kidding.
No, they get louder then.
Yeah,
it gets their mind off that for 5 seconds. You know?
Actually, there's you know, I've read so much stuff about the you know, seasickness and all that stuff. One of the best. I guess you call it cures or whatever, is chocolate. And I didn't know that, but that's supposedly one of the best cures for it. I know you can get these little bands called Travel Ease.
Yeah.
You know, they used to have some others that they sold at Boat US when we used to have Boat US here. But you can get them at Walgreens or CVS. They're called Travel Ease. They're people for motion sickness. They're a little terry cloth band, elastic band you put around your wrist. And it's got like a half circle plastic thing that's pressure point right there. And I've actually had people at the jetties when we like drum fish a lot of time. When the drum are in there, you want to get to them, you know, because they're in there pretty thick at times. And I've been out there in like 3 foot waves. I know it's probably nothing to Captain Chad, but you know,
he's probably looking forward to 3 foot waves
sometimes.
But you get some, you know, you get some people who are used to, you know, fishing inshore or whatever, or not used to fishing, and they start getting sick. And I've gotten those bands out and let them put one on each wrist. Probably 15, 20 minutes, they're eating a sandwich.
Mm.
I mean, those things work.
I haven't had the same experience with those. I've tried them before.
Mm-hmm.
But the best thing that I've seen as far as motion sickness prevention, once you get it, a lot of times it's tough to get rid of it.
Right.
But the patches that you put behind your ear, mm-hmm. I've seen, and I think you have to get those from a prescription from your doctor.
Mm-hmm.
But those seem to work better than anything else that I've seen as far as offshore. But again, you got to get them from your doctor, and they say, you know, start the day before, put it on there the day before, let that medicine get into your system so that you're not experiencing the ocean and the chemicals into your body the same day.
Right.
You know,
so
let your body get used to it a day ahead of time, or even two, maybe.
Yeah.
The cable company rented a headboat in Daytona. And since I had an agency, you know, they took 40 of us out. And somebody took their son, who was probably, I'm going to say 14, maybe 15. He was fishing next to me, and he got sick. He started throwing up on his own hands and fishing rod, and he wouldn't quit fishing.
Yeah, that's respectable.
Yeah, he was a trooper, man. I mean, he was so, that poor kid was so sick, and he would not stop fishing. He goes, no, I want to fish.
Let's get Doug on. Morning, Doug.
Hey, good morning. I heard Captain Chad talking about the triggerfish having small mouths, and I was wondering what size and type of hook does he recommend for if you're just targeting triggerfish?
Yeah, well, they're part of that snapper grouper complex, so you got to use a circle hook, but about a 1/0 or 2/0. Sometimes you can get away with a 3/0, but when you get those big triggerfish, you got to be careful on the shank size of that hook, because if you scale your hook down, you got to be careful that the wire isn't too thin, because those triggerfish, not only are they strong enough to straighten some of those hooks, but even their bite can break those hooks. So I use a heavier shank VMC circle hook, about a number 2/0.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, appreciate it, Doug. Give us a call if you like. 222-8255. We'll be back after this.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says the targeted killing of Iranian General Qassem Soleimani was ordered because he was plotting to kill more Americans. The president said Friday in his first comments about the killing that the head of Iran's elite Quds force, that Soleimani was also responsible for killing and wounding thousands of Americans, a million more in the region, and was planning to do even more. Wildfire is still a big story in Australia. It is summer there, and Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says because of the hot weather, the ongoing conditions are going to face what he calls another extremely difficult next 24 hours. Morrison says he's called up about 3,000 reservists to help with the danger. At least 23 lives have been lost as a result of the fire so far. Construction spending rose solidly in November on Wall Street on Friday. Stocks were down amid new tensions in the Middle East, off 234 points for the Dow. This is SRN News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, president of Conservative Theological University, invites you to expand your biblical knowledge and earn your certified AA through PhD degree with CTU. If you're considering ministry, or if you're already serving in ministry, you should consider completing your studies with CTU, located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, in the Mandarin community. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE for your interview appointment today.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. Get a state-of-the-art monitored home security system for Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, and get peace of mind today. Call right now, 1-888-213-2244, 1-888-213-2244. Local permit fees may be required. License number CAACO6320, KY City of Louisville 483, and FLEC13003427. Call for additional numbers. Call now, 1-888-213-2244.
Tune in to AM 600 every Saturday morning for the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show, sponsored by Frontline Insurance. Find out where those fish are, what they're biting, and how to get them in the boat. Get the latest fishing info on tides, weather, and new products, and much more from the Sultan of the St. John's, Captain Vic Tyson. Start your weekend right. Tune in to the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show, Saturday mornings from 6 till 8, right here on AM 600 WBOB. Listen online or get the podcast at WBOB.com.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
80% chance of showers today and breezy with a high of 75. Most clear night through Monday night with lows into the 40s. Sunny Sunday and Monday with high of 60 on Sunday, high Monday 64, and a 20% chance of rain Tuesday night, high Tuesday 64, low Tuesday night 45.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
Hey, we're back this morning. And talking about the kingfish, your favorite. Mine, of course, as you can tell on my arms, is a redfish and sheephead. You know, that's just two of my favorite fish. When I was younger, I thought tarpon would be, but it's kind of, I'm all over that now. I mean, catching the big fish like that, as, is fun and everything, but you know, after you've done it for years and years, it's I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's probably like you know wanting to go shark fishing. I just can't picture you wanting to go shark fishing. You know,
no, I mean, I like taking people shark fishing.
Exactly,
because usually there's six of them. And I can let you know, play the round table. And after about two or three sharks per person, they're ready to do something else.
Right.
You know, you see the rod go off and everybody starts migrating to the front to get a drink.
Yeah.
You know? It's like Jim, get back here. It's like, I'm good, I'm taking a break.
I know, I've had people tell me before, they're like, you know, oh man, matter of fact, this year it was a good Red Bull run, you know.
Yeah.
And so we were up in the creeks one day and these guys was up here catching redfish. So we get our redfish, our keeper redfish, you know, we go out there and we start bull redfishing. And I'm putting four rods out. Got three guys. I put four rods out, putting them in a folder. I said, it's going to take, you know, probably 30 minutes or so, get them, you know, coming to us and everything. And one of them says, well, I'll take the first one, you know. And the other guy says, you caught the last red in the creek, you know. Let me take the first
one. They're
fighting
over it.
Yeah. And, you know, after about 10 or 12 bull reds, you know, they're like, there's a rod going off. That one's yours.
yeah, we do the same thing with the amberjack. But we get back there with them, and they get tired of catching sharks. I said, the first shark I've got to reel in, we're doing something different.
Yeah,
we're moving.
Yeah. So that's what I mean. I'm over that too. I don't want to pull on a shark.
Yeah,
and I don't want to pull on a tarpon even. You know?
I had a guy in the boat a while back, and we got on those bull sharks and those sandbar sharks started ripping us a new one. You know, offshore, taking our snapper and so forth from us, and got him on film, you know, and I said, man, I said, what are you doing? Quit playing with this fish. He said, he's getting aggressive.
It's getting fun. Aggressive.
Yeah, it's fun.
Let's get Rob on this morning. Morning, Rob.
Good morning, Captain Fix.
Hey there. How you been?
Hey, Rob.
I've been down south getting edumacated
on
iPhone and a new computer.
All right.
Man, I got to get me a new computer, too. I've been looking around. I got to get me a computer, another printer, scanner, and a desk to put it on.
Oh, it is way too much fun.
I hear you.
So you got schooled on that phone pretty good where you can see it and be able to do it now?
Well, I'm pretty good on the finger commands and listening to what it says.
Oh, good.
It's just the BIB sometimes overwhelms me.
Yeah. Well, it's going to take you some time because, you know, the classes you went to, I mean, you're only talking about just a few weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear you back.
Oh, God, good to be back.
And, yeah. Where'd you have to go for that down in South Florida, wasn't it?
Yes, sir, down at West Palm.
Yeah.
The VA Regional Medical Center down there where I was captive. I mean, literally.
Did you go fishing while you was down there?
You got to be kidding me. I had to have permission, double signed, just to go outside.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, oh, wow. You missed an awesome sunrise this morning, because I'm sure you don't have a window in that studio.
Oh, right? Yeah. Yeah, we do.
And we're living large.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Yep. Yeah, we've been watching the wind.
Yeah, that too. I can hear the wind.
Oh, yeah, and it's going to get worse and worse as far as the wind goes. And tonight it's going to get up to gale force.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, my wind chimes love it.
Yeah, I bet they will. You'd be able to hear them pretty good.
Yeah, well, they're right outside the bedroom window, so they lull me to sleep. Or wake me up.
Yeah. But, yeah, as far as, you know, getting out there and, you know, trying to fish down there, I imagine it would been great if you could have got you a trip down there while he's down there. But, you know, because it's not like you go all the time. But get back up here, maybe you can get back out.
Plus, if you go offshore, it's not so far to go. You don't have to go 800 miles to get that, you know.
They go about 60 feet, I think. I joined the Fish Florida Association, and they are doing so much to promote fishing and conservation and all manner of stuff throughout the state of Florida. And they're teamed up with the Florida FCW, however they call it now. I can't remember.
Fish and Wildlife, FWC, Fish and Wildlife FWC. Commission.
Yeah, right. And folks ought to go on and just take you know, Google or whatever, Fish Florida Association, take a look at, see what they're about.
Fish Florida Association. Okay. Yeah, I'll check that out.
I think they're out there trying to get her down.
Well, that's good then. So do you know what they're actually working on?
Oh, Lord, they're working on so many things that they're having to hire new people just to, you know, be able to have somebody to concentrate and work specifically on a particular thing, as opposed to one person wearing 20 different hats and not knowing what's going on right now.
Hmm.
So they're bringing on a lot of new people, new CEO, ad officer, just all kinds of stuff. So they're in the growth pains, but they're working hard to get good people. I know from talking to the current CEO, and I think they're gonna do good. They're promoting radio shows and fishing tournaments and all kinds of stuff.
Well, good. I look forward to checking that out.
Right on.
Have you got some new stuff coming out, or you haven't been able? Well, I guess you haven't been able to work on anything lately, huh? yeah, because you've gone for like what, 4 weeks, 5 weeks?
4 weeks, yes, sir.
Yeah.
I did make some changes to existing tackle. The butterfly shrimp, I now hardwire the hook on, and the hook is a, I can't remember whether it's a one or one aught BNC. Oh, it's strong, baby, strong. So anybody that may have been complaining about, oh, that split ring is not strong enough or that hook ain't strong, well, it was a one-off Mustad, but the eye was so small it had a tendency to bind up. This VMC has got a huge eye on it, and it will not bind up and prevent it from flipping around. I also have available I forget who makes it, it's a, not the same size, but maybe one size smaller, but it's got a wire on it to make it weedless. Now, the wire is so light, you can't go running it through, you know, the grass up there where the redfish swim, unless you do it slowly or it's going to trip it. But,
oh, yeah.
I mean, it'll get it done. And it's an improvement. So, but if folks don't like the weedless one, then we won't make the weedless one. We'll just make the heavier hook one. But things are changing. Captain Leon didn't like the small stainless steel swivels on the Tarpon Poppin Court. So I went back to the number five swivels. So even Leon can see those.
Is that what he had a hard time trying to tie a knot through it?
Yeah. He says, I have a hard time getting this, you know, 80-pound fluorocarbon through them holes on that number 10 or number 9 stainless steel swivel.
Yeah.
Well, Aaron, I can fix that for you.
There you go.
All I got to do is know that you got a problem.
So that's what you're going to do? You're going to just make all of them like that now, of those tarpon floats and all?
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah.
I mean, as soon as somebody identifies a problem and lets me know what it is,
yeah,
you know, I can fix her.
There you go. Well,
there's no sense. Well, I hear that.
Yeah, let me tell you, there's no bringer hooks that have been working for me in the redfish, in the creeks there, buddy. I'm telling you.
Oh, yes, sir. Them things work all day. All day, all night,
Marianne. There you go.
All right. Thanks, Captain Vic.
Hey, I appreciate it, Rob. Appreciate you calling, buddy.
See you later, Rob.
All right.
Bye-bye. And we got one more segment here, so give us a call if you like. 222-8255 and 222-TALK. And we'll be back right after this.
Don't That's right, Jacksonville. You can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun. But at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Vanelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
Palm Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mandarin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits, and blackened mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Do you like offshore fishing? Team Buck Rogers Charters has been offering offshore charters in the Jacksonville-Mayport area since 2006. We offer any increment you like from 4 hours up to 12 hours, and we can carry up to 6 people per boat. Large groups, celebrations, corporate events. Does your Sunday school class want to spend a day on the water? No problem. We have 3 boats that can each carry up to 6 people, so groups of up to 18 are welcome. If you have more than 18 people, we can still accommodate you by reaching out to some other great captains who we consider very close friends. If you're thinking offshore, think Team Buck Rogers. Call me, Captain Chad, at 904-502-7408 or book online at teambuckrogers.com. Also, please follow us on Facebook and YouTube at /Team Buck Rogers.
Lil Hooker Clothing and Accessories, performance apparel for all ages, on and off the water. Lil Hookers offers quality and comfortable apparel for men, women, and children. Make the most of every cast. Don't wear clothing that's in the past. Get your gear today. Contact Brian Dutcher at 904-408-1526. Here's that number again right there. It's 904-408-1526. And remember this, y'all. Lil Hooker don't play. We stay catching fish all day.
If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. A big supporter of the Recreational Fish Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
You can always trust Captain Vic to put you right where the fish are biting. Just like you can always trust Frontline Insurance to insure your home with the best coverage possible. At Frontline, we'll help you create an action plan with our trusted vendors and contractors to make repairs to your home. The best part? We'll help pay the cost of those eligible home repairs. Now that's smarter insurance. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance, building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
November 29th.
And this bring more back, I'm sorry. But we're talking about, last couple of weeks talking about Wahoo Seminar. The Captain Chad was going to do on January 22nd. That has been changed or is going to be changed?
It's tentatively changing to the 29th.
To the 29th.
Because of another Wahoo seminar going on the same week.
Yeah. So, you know, the January 22nd, you know, we'll let you know, when we hear more about it. But, you know, I'll also put it on probably the Still Just Fishing Show Facebook page. But, you know, January 2nd, 22nd is probably not going to be on that night now.
Correct.
Right? Okay. All right. So that was the one that was going to be at Orange Park at the 57 Heaven. So it's no longer going to be on the 22nd of January. So anyway, we'll let you know what's going on. And tentatively, they're trying to set it up for January 29th, which is Wednesday night, 6 o'clock. And whenever they do have it, come out and enjoy some food and listen to Captain Chad and, you know, learn some stuff. I'll tell you what, you know, when you were talking kingfish, I'm, you know, I've kingfished. I've, you know, I used to fish offshore, but like I said, I've never been as far off as you go. But, you know, and all the stuff, you can always learn something. And, oh, yeah. And I learned so much from you talking kingfish. I mean, just, you know, it's just so, you think you probably have done everything. I mean, me being as old as I am, you think you've probably done everything and, yeah. And all that stuff, but you can always learn something. And that's yeah. The thing about going, listening to somebody speak. You know, even I've talked about people, you know, going with me, the guys I had yesterday, they redfish a lot. In the afternoon after we got through catching fish, they never caught sheep's head, so... You know, there again, they learned how to catch sheep's head yesterday. And, you know, and they caught some nice reds yesterday. So, you know, you can always learn something. You know, it's and even if you only learn one or two things, you can use that for the rest of your life. So that's the thing I always talk about, going and listening to somebody speak about
right.
Something.
Right. Yeah, I'm helpful. I'm helpful because I've learned so many ways how not to do it.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. That's about the way it works. Yeah. I understand that. But,
it's always a good time. That's a good group of men and women over there.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, Mark does a great
and
job.
And I tell you what, man, he's got some culinary skills, too.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he can cook.
Have you had the barbecue over there?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, let me tell you, he does fix some good food now.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, the food's free, the seminar's free, and usually have, you know, some nice raffle prizes. So, you know, come whenever, if he does get it arranged for the 29th, we'll let you know. And, you know, go out and enjoy yourself and, you know, come see it. It's pretty neat, really.
Yeah. I'll also update once I get confirmation. I'll also update my Facebook page as well.
Okay. Just for, all right. And yours is Team Buck Rogers.
Yep. So, Facebook.com/Team Buck Rogers. There's no D in Rogers, just G. Yeah. And same thing for the website, Team Buck Rogers.
Mm-hmm. TeamBuckRogers.com.
Yep. .com.
Yeah. So check out Chad's website and, you know, book a trip with him, and you know, you can do you do bookings online, or do
yep.
you just do
there's a okay. Book Now tab on my website, and again, Monday and Tuesday are both looking great. Got boats available for those days, so if you're looking to get out, you know, do some offshore fish and take advantage of this beautiful weather that we rarely see this time of year.
Yeah,
you just go on there, and if you have any questions, you can call me at 904-502-7408. The website's pretty informational as well, and if you wanted a book, you don't have to call me. You can just go on the website and book it that way, or you can call me and book it. Either way, take care of you.
Yeah, and also, you know, when you're looking at the weather that we have this time of the year, it's been tough at times. And like I say, when you got some good days coming up, it's like, golly, you know, you don't have a charter booked or whatever, you know, it's like, yeah. Man, you know, that's the days you want to put somebody on the fish out there, because I mean, the fish are biting.
Yeah,
you know, that's the thing. The fish are biting, and getting people out there. You know, like say for me taking some guys out there yesterday who don't catch sheep's head, you know, and being able to teach them and show them how to do it, and you know, they were just thrilled that they were be able to, you know, because they have boats, so they can go out there and catch them on their own too now, you know. But that's the thing about learning stuff, you know.
Yep.
Hey Chad, if I was going to book you next week, what would I catch? If I had no preferences myself, what's the fish of the week?
That's a loaded question. it all depends on the length of the trip, you know.
Let's say a day, all day.
I mean, if I'm going to make a recommendation, I'm going for the 10-hour or the 12-hour day.
Okay.
Go out there and try to troll for the wahoo. And again, if the wahoo don't bite, if they do bite, it's some of the most exciting fishing you can do. It's hard work. You know, a lot of times,
fish.
You know, you get some grass on one of those heavy lures and you've got to bring it in from 300 yards behind the boat, you know, and, you know, it's almost like, they start going to the front of the boat just because they don't want to check a lure, you know, get a drink. But and the bottom fishing, again, you know, this time of the year, the bottom fishing is phenomenal way out there in that 150-foot of water. Some of the best fishing is this time of the year that people just don't realize it. You know, it's like wintertime, man, fishing's not good. You know, that's complete opposite of yeah. truth. You know, well, it's just something different to do. You may not be able to get the kings or the amberjack or the shark. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of stuff in the summertime that we're catching that you're not going to catch now because they're migratory. You know, but there's always something to do here in North Florida, mm-hmm. offshore or inshore.
Well, and to me, I mean, even though, you know, I don't really like it real cold, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, when you're an open boat and you run 40 miles an hour, that's not fun.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is, you know, I try to slow down and all that in the morning times. But wintertime, same thing on the inshore. I mean, on inshore, you know, your speckled trout's more fired up. You catch redfish year round. But then you start catching some nice black drum and the sheep's heads get fired up. I mean, it's just so much more. You don't have as many flounder around, of course. But I mean, you know, I'll give up flounder anyway. I don't, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I'd much rather catch sheep's head, black drum, reds, trout, you know, and they just seem to get fired up when that water temperature drops like this.
Yeah.
You know?
But to answer your question as far as the species, I mean, the bottom fishing out there outside the Wahoo, you also can get some blackfin tuna, too. If you're dragging some cedar plugs out behind the boat, blackfin tuna, you can stumble across some of them, too. Sometimes you can get good numbers. But the triggerfish, again, like we were talking about before, the vermilion snapper, the red porgy, different the different kinds of snapper like the mangrove are better in the summertime, but you can still get some of those as well. And some as far as table fare, the beeliners, the triggerfish, the red porgy, that's some of the best eating that you're going to find. And I know last time I was here, we were talking about the red porgy as far as the lengths and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
For a long time, it was fork length on those fish, but I looked back at it yesterday just to confirm what I was talking about, and it's 14. It used to be 14 to the fork, but now it's 14 overall. Total length. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
they've changed.
I've thrown a bunch
couple
of fish back that I could have kept.
Yeah, they've changed some things like this. Like with the sheephead, it used to be to the fork.
Yeah.
And now it's over, you know.
Yep, so I've been throwing them back. I don't know when mm-hmm. they changed it. You know, yeah. I haven't looked at it for a long time. I just mm-hmm. see the 14, and so I've thrown a bunch of fish back we could have mm-hmm. kept.
Me too.
Well, you know, in a sheephead like that, it used to be to the fork, but now that it's overall, I mean, that's a small sheephead at 12 inches.
It is.
I mean,
it's hard to get much meat off of him, too.
It is. I mean,
they call him sheep head for a reason. He's mostly head.
Mm-hmm. And we threw those back yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't keep the smaller ones like that. Because, like I told the guys, I said, you're not going to get hardly anything off of them. You fry the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, you're still not going to get much off of them like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Going back to what you asked me earlier about one of my favorite things to fish for, mm-hmm. I'm going to completely flip the script here and do a 180. But another one of the most favorite thing that I like to do is take a cricket around a cypress mm-hmm. tree or a dock. And just blast them big bluegills.
Mm.
So relaxing just to ease around with that trolling motor and pitch that cork up there and watch it go down and super ultra light tackle. Sometimes I got to flip a coin on what I want to do. Go offshore, just go do that and chill. But that's great. And usually you're fishing pretty close to a nice restaurant too. So stop by there. That's some of my wife's favorite fishing to do as well. So we'll go out there and catch some bluegills and relax. And then we'll go to a restaurant and mm-hmm. get something to eat and then come back and finish the day.
My dad used to live on Lake Santa Fe.
Boy,
I'm telling you what, there's some nice speckled perch and bluegills in it too.
I don't know if I ever met anybody that can go from sailfish to bluegills. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. I'm not prejudiced. I like to catch everything.
That's hard to do in the same day, though.
Yeah. It's a long boat ride, I bet.
Well, Captain Ted, put your number out there again.
Yes, sir. That number is 904-502-7408. I'd love to have you. If you're looking to go offshore and catch some fish, come see us. Come as a customer, leave as a friend. We look forward to seeing you on the boat.
And there's going to be some pretty weather coming up, you know, in the next couple of days after tomorrow. So, you know, try to get out there if you can. I mean, it's this time of the year, you got to pick and choose. I mean,
yeah,
really,
that's right.
You get some nice weather, you really want to get out there and catch them because that means all the difference in the world enjoying a trip, too.
Yep.
You know, so appreciate y'all coming in. Look forward to it again.
Yeah, thanks for having me.